Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, who follows in his train? Everyone wants to be an apostle, but no one that I know wants to live the life of an apostle or speak the exact words that the apostle spoke. Apostle today is equivalent to master, whereas the true apostles considered themselves servants. And like servants, they were beaten. They were poor. They were rejected, hated. They were lied about and cursed and left for dead. And because they spoke and wrote only what God breathed into their tormented souls, they were unaccepted by many. Acts 14 tells of an incident in Apostle Paul's life. The Jews try to kill him. They stone him, drag him outside the city, and leave him to rot. Many today do not like Paul's words. Unfortunately, not all of Paul's enemies are outside the church. He is hated, maligned, ignored. His words are dragged out of context, out of the Bible, out of the church, and left for dead. His clear teachings about the place of women, the qualifications for leadership, the rise of Antichrist before Jesus appears in the sky, are all amazingly warped and abused by modern-day persecutors of the Word. In the category of misunderstood, one could place Romans 8:38, or a piece of it that goes right over most heads. Paul said, I am persuaded that neither, and note his first word here, life, nor death, and so on, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Now, if Christ is in the heart, nothing can separate us. But if not, even life can do the trick. How could life separate one from the love of God? Isn't life itself from God? Though God gave life, Satan, with man's help, corrupted it. Human life without God does indeed separate us from Christ. Life, with all its fun and beauty and troubles and sorrow, is enough to distract us from eternity. Paul knew that. Here's another Paulism that doesn't fit today's theologies. Romans 9:2 has Paul confessing that he has great sorrow and continual grief in his heart for his Jewish brothers and sisters, lost for all eternity if they will not come to Christ. Isn't this the Paul who said to rejoice in the Lord always? That verse is quoted often. But the sorrowing Paul, like the sorrowing Jesus, does not get a hero's welcome in the church's main street. Godly men weep alone and lose the fellowship of the crowds, yet gain heaven's company. Paul walked that life. Paul, the giver of so many mysteries to the church, is himself a mystery. But with Paul, we reach the end of our excuses. Jesus, we say, was God. We could never be like him, even though he calls us to do just that. But Paul was not God. He is you and me, a great sinner, a self-willed religionist, a man who served his own interests. Then he was mighty Saul, king-like in name and actions. He alone would bring revival to Israel. Can't you see yourself in some part of Paul's old life? Selfish, proud, lost? Then why can't you do what he did by the same grace that was made available to him? By God's grace, we can be as effective, as sold out, as anyone in the kingdom. But the warning is real. You live like Paul, you better be prepared to suffer like him too, to be rejected and despised, as was his master and ours. Thank you for listening. For a written copy of what you've just heard, go to the homepage here at Sermon Audio, my homepage. From the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings and information about North Korea. Pray with me that God will have His way in North Korea. Great things are going to happen there because God's people are praying. Pray that God will have His way in your life too, and in mine. God bless you today. Amen.